Welcome to another week and another day here on the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can listen to streaming right here at KFYO.com. If you're in Lubbock on the South Plains, of course you can listen, News Talk 790 KFYO. And no matter where you are, with the Radio Pup app, just streaming right there. Just download that for your iPhone, iPad, Android device. You can take the show and KFYO programming wherever you may go. Follow me on Twitter, at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. It's already been a very busy day. Taking a look at local politics, Mayor Glenn Robertson posting on Facebook earlier this morning that he is now receiving political threats because he wants to cut taxes. Because he wants to cut spending, he is now receiving political threats. This may not surprise a lot of people out there. Well, maybe it will surprise a lot of folks out there because you have a lot of folks who want to spend a ton of money. And he's going after LETA, which has been one of those organizations, Lubbock, in Lubbock, Market Lubbock, LETA, that you just you don't want to touch if you're a politician. Well, Mayor Glenn Robertson going after him, not even really going after him, just trying to cut a little bit of spending out there, and he's getting attacked. This from Mayor Glenn Robertson's Facebook post that he posted earlier today. Quote, "I seem to have upset a new group of people in Lubbock. Last month, I was receiving phone calls from individuals who informed me that I should, quote, back away from the LPNL issues or it could hurt my upcoming reelection efforts. Since last week's meeting, I have received several calls regarding LETA and Market Lubbock. I proposed a 0.5 cent cut to funding for Market Lubbock in one budget. This would cut their proposed funding by $612,000, but it would still give them a net increase over last year's overall funding." So, in other words, from the mayor, that yes, 0.5 cent cut due to funding, but they would still be making more money. They would still have more money than they did in last year's budget. The mayor went on to say he has received one email from a board member. He received that email during discussions, and his phone rang all weekend. Mayor went on to write, one of the callers said, quote, "Mayor, I know you still owe $85,000 in debt from your last campaign and that you already have at least one person ready to run against you. If you don't completely walk away from the LETA budget, I promise you that you will not be able to raise one blanking dollar." The mayor put a bunch of dashes in between the one and the dollar there. "And we will underwrite anyone willing to run against you," end quote. The mayor went on to say, "I am tired of receiving empty threats from empty suits." Oh, that will not sit well with some people. "And I will not stop trying to protect our citizens from special interest group with self-serving interest." Interesting developments there from Mayor Glenn Robertson. We will keep our eyes on this. Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson will join me on Thursday's edition of the show. Remember, on Thursday, there is a Lubbock City Council meeting and the first of two public sessions for the budget in order for people to go sound off public hearing on the budget. Why? Because the Lubbock City Council, a majority of the Lubbock City Council, besides the mayor and Councilman Todd Klein, they want to raise taxes on you. The mayor wants to go through, cut spending in order to not raise taxes or at least, you know, lessen that burden. And apparently there are some folks who are not happy about that, at least some folks that aren't happy that LETA is one of the targets of the mayor. Stay tuned to this. We'll keep you up to date as to what's going on. Now we go out to Seattle, and this is just a dumb program out there. This from the Seattle Times newspaper, a new program coordinated with the mayor of Seattle, Mike McGinn's office. It's called the Washington Ceasefire, will now encourage businesses not to allow customers to carry firearms inside their business. Mayor Mike McGinn plans to unveil a program today to encourage Seattle businesses to go, quote, gun-free by not allowing customers to carry firearms inside their establishments. About a dozen businesses have already signed up for a gun-free zone decal, including Cafe Racer, where a customer shot and killed four others last year. Other participants include a little cafe, a bar, also a yoga class, and a cupcake shop. Quote, "This is something businesses can do to be on the front lines of preventing gun violence," said Ralph Fischetti, board president of the Washington Ceasefire, a gun control group that approached McGinn 3 months ago with the idea and has been since recruiting participants. Yeah, this is pretty pathetic, folks. Would you ever, if you're a business out there, why would you want to put a gun-free zone decal on your business? Instead, wouldn't you want to say, hey, look, our customers carry. Warning to those of you who might want to come in and shoot up the place. Yeah, our customers are allowed to carry in here, so you better move on. You better walk on. Gun-free zones don't work. We know that. Gun-free zones, it's a target. Gun-free zones are a target for criminals. Why? Because they can go in, they know that no one's armed, and they can shoot up the place. They can go in and they can commit evil acts. We've seen it at schools. We've seen it all around the country in gun-free zones. Gun-free zones are just, they're a pathetic excuse for security. And it's pretty sad that some of these businesses in Seattle are going along with this. Of course, Seattle, very liberal city, so it's not too surprising that these places are going for it. But this Cafe Racer, that where a shooter came in, killed people, the Washington Ceasefire folks, they say, well, we know that it won't stop a determined killer. But they say that taking guns out of the equation could prevent some arguments from ending in tragedy. Give me a break. No, thank you. Don't want a gun-free zone decal on my business. Would not want to be going into a business that had a gun-free zone decal. No, thank you. I don't think so. Another story, this from ABC News, that we'll cover a little bit more on tomorrow's program. We'll get into, of course, the mayor's comments and the Washington Ceasefire stuff as well. But this from ABC News, what could happen if border asylum claims keep rising? According to ABC News, this could surprise quite a few people out there. The amount of people that are claiming asylum or seeking asylum on the southwest border has doubled. We'll talk about this more on the show tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Chad HD Show Afternoon Update. I hope you have a fantastic day. We'll see you again tomorrow morning, 8:30 to 11 on the Chad HD Show. 8:30 to 11, KFYO, KFYO.com, and of course with the Radio Pup app. Follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.